New job? Growing family? Need a change of scenery? When life gives you a reason to move, start with Open Door. Request a cash offer in minutes. No prep work or showings needed. Or list with us and test the market with the cash offer to fall back on. You choose. Sell your way at opendoor.com. That's opendoor.com. Terms and conditions apply. Open Door Brokerage, LLC and Open Door Brokerage in California, DRE 020-611-30.
Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
Off the ball breakfast.
Lynch though. The atmosphere in terms of rugby, in terms of football, I think is chalk and cheese.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. Giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Now, I'm delighted to say Ross Maloney joins us. Ross, good morning to you. How are you?
How you doing, lads? Thanks.
How is the body this morning?
Yeah, not too bad. It was a tough physical game. Definitely took an extra day or two to recover, but all good now.
I presume you get a few extra digs from your mates at the bottom of Rooks going, hey, how are you? How's it going? Enjoy that.
There was a couple of words, yeah. It was cool, yeah. It was good to see them. I had a collision with Jack Conan late in the first half, and he came up to me as we were running in the tunnel and said, geez, do you hate me now or something? And I was like, yeah, I'm done with you. But it was cool to see the lads.
What was the whole build-up for you like in just a very different mindset? Obviously, you're coming back to a place you know really well. You're seeing very familiar faces, but it is your job to smash them this week.
Yeah. It was... I guess it was a week that I had highlighted in the calendar early on, obviously with the draw coming out in the summer. And, you know, I wanted to get the balance right within like the Bath squad of giving insights and then also treating it like, you know, another game, because you can't build it up to be too much because you probably lose the run of yourself a little bit in the week. But, no, it was brilliant, and it was actually very enjoyable. And it's a different sort of feeling leading into the game, because it's not like nerves of like the unknown or like fear of the unknown, because like I know everyone who I was coming up against. But no, I enjoyed it.
Hey, Ross, were you inundated with questions for inside information by your Bath colleagues and Johan van Gran this time last week?
No, again, like there was a good balance there, because like Leinster are obviously a quality side, and there isn't, you know, a huge amount of weaknesses within that, and there aren't many things that they don't do well. So in terms of like, I guess what we message during the week is, you look at a side like Leinster and you look at teams that are successful against Leinster, and they match them physically, so they win the physical battle. So for us, yes, there was a bit of detail throughout the week, but it was mainly to focus on how we fronted up and, you know, how we matched them physically, how we do in every contact. And I think we did that. You know, I think we started the game extremely well. There was a really good belief within our team and within our squad about that game. And, you know, like some lads wouldn't have played in the Aviva before. Just in general, as experience, I thought it was brilliant for us.
The red card obviously changed it. Like we saw in the Munster-Northampton game, that one team gets up big, but it doesn't really matter in European competition. And you'd already scored two quickfire tries and showed that even when you're down to 14 men from the first card, that you could attack and cause them problems. So it really felt like that was kind of took the wind out of the sails from Bath's perspective.
Yeah, it was. And like you come up against a side like Leinster who have such quality on the bench. So they bring on Kevin Dyrus and Orgy Simon on in the 40 whatever minute. And, you know, we got into 14 men, and that's a tough ask for any team. And, you know, I thought like we obviously had plans there in around losing a man, you know, how many forwards we had on the pitch. And again, you know, it's a very tough thing to do to beat a side like Leinster with 14 men.
Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
Which Manning brother will win the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3 on Super Bowl Sunday? Peyton or Eli? Make your free pick now to compete for a share of $10 million in bonus bets. May the best Manning win. Only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Vermont. No purchase necessary. $10 million prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct pick. Prize issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Leinster turn off online comments.
Yeah.
The spike in abusive posts. So they don't name the player. They said it's a senior player, the victim of this perennially. So it seems to be Leinster supporters abusing Leinster players on the official Leinster social media accounts.
Well, that's one aspect of it. Yeah. There is another aspect of it where young Leinster players are getting selected for Ireland and they're getting abused by non-Leinster fans for the fact that they seem to have, you know, skipped some kind of pecking order that's imaginary in fans' heads.
Which is really bizarre. So we talked about this pre-show. It's at the back of the Irish Independent this morning and it's also in the back of the Irish Daily Mail, who I think go bigger with it again. So I was looking at the Leinster Rugby Twitter or X accounts and their Instagram accounts, and the comments are open on every single post in the last week with the exception of a post with Ross Byrne celebrating his 50th European appearance. And I have to be honest, when I saw the unnamed senior player line, I immediately went to Ross Byrne. I don't know about ye. Now, look, it's not confirmed that it is Ross Byrne. It could have been a massive coincidence that they turned off the comments in that post, but considering the story this morning and what they've actually done on their social media accounts, it's horrible, isn't it? It's horrible. Just the people have made up their minds, and this is probably more of a societal discussion, that people have made up their minds about this person and there's nothing that that person can do to change their minds. And that person has to live with it.
It's totally outrageous. Like, you know, he is obviously doing his very best and has done his very best any time he has played. And then to go and to seek somebody out and then individually abuse them, you're deranged. There's a level of insanity involved in seeking somebody out and saying, well, I'm going to make sure this person knows exactly what I think of them. When you're a supporter of that team in particular, I don't know. That it's just weird. We've covered this culture of toxic online abuse from different sports, and different sports are trying to address it in many different ways. But ultimately, the original sin is the fact that the massive social media organizations don't give a fuck. Pardon my French, and I'm sorry for any little ears that are listening, but they don't care. And you could see them lining up last night at the inauguration, laughing and joking, as they've just decided, particularly Meta, have just decided that we don't care anymore about making sure that stuff is factual or abusive. If you want to abuse people on our platforms, go ahead, because actually it's great for business. That's what they've decided. And they can dress it up in whatever language they want. And we as people have decided, yeah, okay, I want to be part of this. I want my front row seat so I can actually abuse somebody to their face. on social media and deliver it right to their pocket so that they're looking at it going, oh, you think that about me? Mm. And we're like, oh, toughen up, sticks and stones. But that's not how life works.
Yeah, society is cyclical. Like, we're going back to the 2000s there. Sure, like Zuckerberg himself sported this new look of this like long curly hair and the chain over the t-shirt, and it was like, yeah, free speech reigns. And you saw it in Trump's speech yesterday. It was like, this is going to be a free speech country. Just to confirm that post, right, it's 2 days ago on Leinster Rugby, and it's a picture of Ross Byrne wearing the cap alongside Jameson Gibson Park, and you can see Ring Rose and Henshaw in the background too. And the caption is just, congrats to at Ross Byrne, who was presented with his 50th European cap last night. What an achievement.
It is an achievement. It's a massive achievement for anybody to play 50 times for Leinster at out half, particularly when your competition along the way would have been Johnny Sexton. Like, it's a remarkable thing that he has been able to get to that stage.
But you're unable to share that sentiment with him if you wanted in the comments. But every other post is open.
It's kind of a strange reminder as well, isn't it, how close. It's like, even though it feels, well, it is elite sport, but just with those, there's a closeness to it that they're still kind of not so far removed from the general population, whereby their equivalents in football, say, that wouldn't happen because the abuse would be so kind of relentless and so consistent all the time. It would be kind of pointless. It's like, it just wouldn't touch in the same way. Mm. But it might still affect them, but like, obviously, and I, look, there's a lot of supposition there, but like, if that's been stopped, it's obviously causing someone some grief. It's just kind of like, for all the kind of, it's such these superstars, but like, they're still close enough that it could hurt someone. It's very interesting that they're not just not as far removed as other professional sports people are in the mind.
Mm.
That they're just, it's fairly kind of close to home. But it's pretty grim. I don't know what that is, but it's a strange, I kind of reading that, I know it's kind of silly to kind of go like, sure, what would they have to complain about? But it is bizarre to me that Leinster fans, any contingent of Leinster fans would be unhappy at the moment. It just seems crazy.
That's what caught me. Like, when I saw the story, I was like, I'm not saying I could understand Munster, but I would say, okay, yeah, I get it.
It makes a little more sense.
I get it. Or even Ulster, because their results recently, even though, like, generally speaking, maybe they belong in the Challenge Cup rather than the Champions Cup, so you could argue they're overachieving, and then Connacht are so ridiculously inconsistent. But Leinster, Leinster have been pretty much flawless all year. Like, where's the abuse coming from? What's this about? And look, there's a few theories here in the YouTube comments this morning, and I'm sure they're reflective of the public's opinion about this in general. But like, say Bill Bobby here now, this is just one speculation. Look, maybe it's about the nepotism rumours surrounding Ross and Harry, but I don't think so. Like, because Harry's not getting anywhere near this level of abuse, never has. Ross is front and centre, appears to be a guy that backs himself. And then in the most recent Champions Cup final defeat at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Toulouse, there was a fair bit of blame put in his door.
There was, yeah.
You know, which tends to be the way with tens and Irish rugby culture.
There's a difference between saying a performance isn't good to then going, you know, screw you.
So,
and then it goes, like, there's a difference between holding, like, critiquing a performance and then abusing an individual.
So the way I look at that
is not the same thing, and they're not even on a continuum.
Day one aftermath, generally fair game. You can have a passionate go at anyone. When it goes into the second day and beyond, and you're continuing on that one person, that's when it actually transfers into the overall perception of that player. And I think that's what's happened with Ross Byrne, is that he'll do something well and it will be a fair play, but that's where he is right now. But statistically, he could be playing a very good rugby for an out half. So like, Bill Bobby continues, a double-edged sword, access to the public like that gives the public access to you. And the one thing about that is, like, I have a bit more sympathy for rugby players, right? Like, I suppose, that, again, the perception is they live a cushy life, right? So say for Leinster in general, like, oh, like living in D4, it's very lovely there, and they're comfortable, and they're in their own little bubble. But I would say, compared to your typical footballer who get the Ross Byrne equivalent abuses, they're on outrageous money that they can retire tomorrow and they can live a happy life and they can go away.
But sorry,
and maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's slightly less decades for rugby.
This happens to GAA players. This happens to League of Ireland players. Absolutely. So it's just that Leinster have taken a stand and have raised the issue. But like, let's not kid ourselves, GAA players get similar levels of vitriolic abuse, and it's nothing to do with money or social status. It's just the power to abuse. And it's the individual themselves, and there's no license for it. You're like, we accept that this is going to be a part of people, the whole notion of, oh, if you want access to the public have access to you. Well, they don't have the right to abuse you with that access. That's a very different. You put yourself out there. You're there for, oh, you sold me a product once. I'm allowed to abuse. Like, what? This is mad.